Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Adam Vingan from The Athletic taking you through this Wednesday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. And what a day it was yesterday in New England. Tom Brady announcing yesterday morning he was not going to return to the Patriots. Expected to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers today. And to help us talk more about that, we bring in Karen Garigian of the Boston Herald, who I'm sure is very, very busy. So, Karen, we appreciate you taking the time to come on with us today.
Hey, sure, guys. How are you all doing?
Doing very well. How about
great,
yourself?
You.
Yeah, well, obviously a change in our lifestyle here with the coronavirus and everything. But the Brady news piled on top of that has people in New England a little bummed out today.
I would imagine so. What's the reaction been like in New England? Look, I think everybody, we knew this was a possibility, but I know just personally seeing it actually happen yesterday, I was still floored by it, even though I somewhat expected it.
Yeah, I think that's actually a pretty good summation. And I think even though we were predicting this dire exit, many of us in the media, nationally and locally, I think there was a strong sense from the fandom that either Patriots owner Robert Kraft would jump in, you know, something, there would be some kind of intervention. And because it just seemed so inconceivable that Brady, you know, either they would let Brady walk or he would walk himself. So yeah, I think people are still, even though they were being told, it's still a kind of a majorly stunning development.
Karen, what do you think the tipping point was for Tom Brady in all this discussion in terms of when he knew he was going to leave the New England Patriots?
Well, I think the seeds have sort of been planted over his contract, either restructuring last year in particular, like for the last 3 years, he's been trying to get a legitimate extension that would allow him to finish his career in New England. And by that, I mean, his stated goal is to play till he's 45. And he was always met at the door by Bill Belichick saying, "Nah, you know, we're going to take you 1 year at a time. You know, you're 40, you're old. it's not good business on our part to do that." And I think a lot of it, you know, August on the last renegotiation after winning a Super Bowl, and there being no give or no flex with the Patriots, maybe they threw a multi-year deal out there. Again, my understanding, it was, you know, it wasn't something that he would even consider, you know, given the terms of it. So I think when he asked to have them take the franchise tag away in August, giving him more control over his future, I think the seeds were planted then.
Karen Garigian of the Boston Herald joining us on the line here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Karen, who is going to be the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots in week one?
Who is it going to be?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking me?
Yes, because I don't think anybody knows at this point.
Well,
but
now it's the million-dollar question.
That's right.
Well, right now, I think it's headed toward Jared Stidham. He was a rookie last year. One of his only appearances in his first throw in the NFL was a pick six. So I do think they like him. I do think they want to see how he develops. But would that preclude them from drafting a quarterback this year? No. But I think right now, I think perhaps it'll be Stidham, unless they, you know, swing a deal for a veteran, whether it's Andy Dalton. I know Cam Newton's available, but I don't know. I can't see Cam Newton here, given all his injuries and issues.
Karen, we've seen over the course of the Bill Belichick era in New England, you know, the Patriots' ability to, you know, let players walk, talented players, effective players who are looking for their next contracts leave and be able to replace them and not skip a beat. I think that conversation is certainly different when it comes to talking about arguably or definitely the greatest quarterback in NFL history. Do you think that with everything around New England with Bill Belichick, that losing Tom Brady will set this team back significantly, or do you still expect them to be a team that we're going to be hearing about in terms of their on-the-field success without him moving forward?
Well, if you mean by setback significantly, are they going to win the Super Bowl next year or contend for it? I would say probably not. No. But I think this is kind of where the great mystery is, and where I don't want to overstate the word, where the excitement level is now, is kind of to see how the Patriots, Bill Belichick, does without Tom Brady and how Tom Brady does without Bill Belichick. So, because we've all had this, I think it's a kind of a silly thing, but everyone, when you're trying to put a handle on the success pie here, like who gets the most credit? So there's been the endless debate. Is it more Belichick or is it more Brady? Or, you know, I think it was the marriage made in heaven. I think it was the perfect partnership for the sustained success that they had. But, you know, I believe Belichick is a great, great coach. And the Patriots aren't going to, you know, all of a sudden fall off the face of the earth and be in the gutter in the NFL. But I also think Tom Brady, even at age 43, with the right cast around him, is still capable of winning a Super Bowl. But that's the mystery. That's what we're going to see. You know, does he immediately improve Tampa, where I believe he's headed? Or do they actually do worse? You know, we'll see. Same for the Patriots. Can Bill Belichick get the team playing well enough with a quarterback not as great as Tom Brady?
Karen, last thing for you here. We had you on a couple weeks ago, and as you remember, the hoopla surrounding Tom Brady potentially coming to the Titans was rampant around here. Ultimately, the Titans decided to go in a different direction and lock up Ryan Tannehill. If I would have told you when this offseason began that Tampa Bay was going to be the place where Tom Brady ended up, how surprised would you have been, and how surprised are you now that that's where it looks like Tom Brady's headed?
I think I'm more stunned by that.
Me too.
because, I mean, it doesn't count for now, and I've had all these people from Tampa kind of on my case, but they are for Tom to go from the winningest franchise over the past 20 years, and I think they're like third all time behind Dallas and the Packers, to the team that has the worst winning percentage of all time. I mean, in the NFL collectively, I mean, it would kind of leave you scratching your head a little bit. Tampa's not as bad as they were when they started. They've come up off the mat a little bit, but again, just I don't think people would have said, "Oh yeah, Tom Brady," and especially if they go back to those creamsicle uniforms.
Oh yeah,
I think I think that would be the most stunning thing of all. But when you look at Tampa from another couple of directions, namely the type of weapons the offense has, the receiving core, the tight ends, the running backs, and having a coach like Bruce Arians, who is a little bit different than Bill Belichick in terms of, I think he's a little more, somebody told me, yeah, he's out there having beers with the guys after the game. You'd never catch Bill Belichick doing that. I mean, Loserville, that's one thing. But, again, if you really dig deep into what they can give Brady, it makes, you know, it at least makes some sense.
Karen Garrigan from the Boston Herald has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Karen, we know it's a crazy time for y'all there in Boston, so thanks so much for taking time to come on with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Hey, sure. Anytime, guys.
What a crazy story. Just yesterday, we're talking about leaving the New England Patriots, and Adam, you know, we were sitting here, and we saw the news come across that Adam Schefter was tweeting out, and we saw Brady's tweets on Twitter, his post on Instagram, talking about how his time in New England is coming to a close. And it was just one of those things where you started looking around the league. The Chargers popped up in the conversation. The Buccaneers were there. And outside of that, there wasn't a whole lot of known. So to sit here today, and it looks like, you know, barring some sort of epic collapse here in the final part of negotiations, Tom Brady's heading to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Just a crazy thought going from a franchise like the Patriots to a franchise like the Buccaneers and how much turmoil there's been there. But I think maybe that's part of the allure, too, if you're Tom Brady, is going in and completely changing the trajectory of a franchise as well. I mean, that's part of it, too, I think.
I mean, he's done that once before.
He has.
And I thought Karen's point, we talked about that at the beginning of the show, how the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have the worst winning percentage of any franchise in the NFL since they entered the NFL. And Tom Brady has won 6 Super Bowls. The most interesting thing is that, you know who's hosting the Super Bowl this year?
Tampa.
Tampa. And I don't believe there's ever been a case where a team whose home field is being used for the Super Bowl has participated in the Super Bowl.
It's never happened.
So, you know, what better story for Tom Brady to craft than, no pun intended, craft, than to lead the Tampa Bay Buccaneers onto the...
Stop talking. That was bad even for you.
Okay, let's go to break.
My goodness, that was bad. When we come back, what are the Patriots going to do at the quarterback position now that they have moved on from Tom Brady? We'll get into that next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Adam Vingan here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack, craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.